chapter 19 and verse 37. Anybody there? All right, we're going to go through verse 40. Wait a minute. All right, 37. Then as he was not drawing near the descent, then as he was not drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Verse 39, and some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." Teacher, rebuke your disciples. In verse 40, but he answered and said, "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out." The stones would immediately cry out. I've got some ugly old rocks right up here on the table to talk to us today. As Jesus was making his way for a triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem, the disciples, along with other followers, began to cry out with praise. They were declaring all the miracles they had seen as Jesus ministered to the people of Israel. Needless to say, the Pharisees were enraged by this worship toward an uncredentialed man. Can you imagine? So they compelled Jesus to rebuke his disciples and put an end to such hypocrisy. In response, Jesus emphatically stated that if his disciples didn't praise him, then the stones along that roadway would respond and immediately praise and worship him. Let me ask you, if the stones had cried out in honor of the Lord, what would they have to say? What would they say? What would they praise God for? Did the stones have a story to tell? If the stones could announce it, I wonder what kind of message they would bring us. Since Scripture teaches us that God cannot lie, then Jesus is declaring truth when he says that if the saints don't cry out with worship, then the stones are obligated to do it. None of us should want an ugly, old weathered rock to take our place in worship of our King. None of us. Move too many pages. Did you know that all creation worships God? Were you aware of what we refer to as nature cries out to God? We can't hear it, but it happens just the same. In Psalms 148, verse 3 says, "Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light." Verse 4 says, "Praise him, you heavens of heaven, you waters above the heavens." Verse 8 says, "Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds fulfilling his word." Verse 9, "Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars." And then verse 13 says, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heavens." Just think of the mighty chorus of praise ascending to God day and night from most of his creation. from every created thing except for some humans who choose to stay quiet. From Psalm 148, we must acknowledge that nature never ceases to praise Him. Nature never ceases to praise Him. Jesus said, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. So my question is, would the stones have a testimony or a witness that would embarrass those of us who refuse to cry out and praise Him? I hear the stones speaking today. I hope you can hear them. They're telling some stories about special times that they praised the Lord. If we would allow the stones to speak out today, one of the stories that you would hear involves 12 stones crying in unison. They would say, "We remember that day hundreds of years ago when the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River. We remember the conditions that were there that day. The Jordan River had overflowed her banks, and the water was running everywhere. It looked impossible for anyone to cross Jordan. We saw the high priest take the Ark of the Covenant upon their shoulders as they stepped into the muddy water. It was amazing when the water opened up by the power of God and the priest stood firm in the middle of Jordan. Then we saw all of Israel pass over to the other side. We saw the miracle-working power of God displayed that day among His people. And we are here as a memorial, as a witness to this great event. The priest found us in the middle of Jordan and stacked us together on the other side as a memorial to all future generations of God's delivering power. We have seen it. We have seen it. And it's our testimony to praise Him. Praise God, the God of Israel. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Certainly, that is one of the messages the stones would declare. And today, I believe it's so imperative that spiritual men and women of God obey His command to declare the name of God in personal and corporate worship and praise, even in the midst of this evil flood that is flowing through our world. The waves of sin and ungodliness may swirl around our feet, folks, but we can stand in this generation and be a witness and a memorial to the truth with our praise to our God who can overcome any attack that has been initiated against us. Saints, if we choose to do nothing, evil will take over and we will eventually sink into the waters of despair. So my cry is, God, give us some men like our forefathers of old who founded this great country of America. Give us men who will stand for truth, justice, and equality. God, give us men who love You, our country, and our fellow man, and let their praises of love, of mercy, of grace ring out even to the highest heaven. Amen? Amen? Now, brothers and sisters, listen again as some more stones cry out with a message for us. The stones are preaching today. So listen to the cry of the stones. Here's another 12 stones crying out. They say, we remember when the prophet Elijah challenged the 450 false prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. We were there that entire day as the prophets of Baal danced around and cut themselves with knives. All day long, they cried to Baal, but no fire came. It was around the time of the evening sacrifice when Elijah took 12 of us and rebuilt the altar. He laid the wood on us, took the bullock, cut it into pieces, and placed it upon us. We watched as Elijah ordered 4 barrels of water to be poured on us. We remember the water running down our backs and watched as 4 more barrels of water were poured on us with a good drenching this time. The prophet called for 4 more barrels of water and we were soaked through. Elijah stood back and prayed. And fire fell from heaven. It licked up the water, the sacrifice, and the wood. We witnessed the people fall on their faces and declare that the Lord was God. We were there. We can testify that the Lord, He is God. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, this could be the response of those stones today if we fail to honor God with worship and praise. There are 5 additional stones crying out today, 5 of them. They would say, we remember the day in the Valley of Elah when Israel was fighting the Philistines. For 40 days, the giant challenged the God of Israel. Fear gripped the army of Israel, and it looked like all hope was lost. But we remember David challenging the giant because he defiled the God of Israel. We watched as David came down to the brook and picked up all 5 of us and put us in his pouch. We were so close, we could hear the growl of the giant as he shouted to David. He said, am I a dog that you would come to me with sticks? Come to me, boy, I'll feed you to the fowls of the air. This giant was a fearful sight, and David was such a small lad. We remember hearing David say, thou comest to me with the sword spear and shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. As David ran to meet this giant, he pulled me out of his pouch and he put me in his sling. I still remember the feeling that day as I went sailing through the air in the name of the Lord. All I did was hit the giant, but God did the rest. God gave the victory. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Brothers and sisters, could this be the cry of the stones? It could be if we cease to praise Him. There are still some stones who are eager to cry out and give us their testimony this morning. About 2,000 years ago, we remember this Jesus as he was put on the cross. We saw the multitude there that day. The Roman soldiers as they cursed and mocked Jesus. We heard Jesus say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. We heard a thief ask, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. We remember the sky growing darker and darker until there was a dreadful darkness over all the land. Then we heard Jesus again, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Then all of a sudden, the earth began to shake. The graves were open. And the stones were broken in half. It was terrible. Oh, so terrible that day. We heard a soldier confess, truly, this was the Son of God. We saw a man thrust a spear into the side of Jesus, and out came blood and water. We were there. We were witnesses to this very thing. Truly, Jesus was the Son of God. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. I hope you hear the stones testify. Here's one more stone who has something to share. I also remember about 2,000 years ago when the Jews took Jesus and placed Him in a tomb. I heard mumblings of how He died on the cross. Some were saying this Jesus was a blasphemer. Some were concerned about Him rising from the dead. Whatever this means. I remember those Roman hands as they grabbed me, rolling me over the mouth of that tomb. Then those terrible Roman guards stomped, cursed all around me for 3 days and nights. I heard some laughing and announcing, "That's the end of this one they call Jesus, the Christ." I tried to do my job well, standing over the entrance of that tomb. I did my best to keep Jesus in there, but suddenly, on the third day, an angel rolled me away and then set on me. I heard Him declare, "He is not here. He is risen." There were Roman soldiers all lying on the ground, passed out from fright. I certainly can testify to the fact He is risen. He is risen. Jesus Christ is not dead, but alive forevermore. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Will the stones take our place in magnifying our risen Lord? Will you allow it? Listen, folks, if we don't praise Him, if we won't praise Him, nature will rise up and praise Him. If we won't praise Him, the trees will clap their hands. If we won't praise Him, the stars will sing together. If we won't praise Him, the floods will lift up their voice on high. If we won't praise Him, the sun and moon will declare His glory. If we won't praise Him, the birds will sing their song of adoration. Come on, saint, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, backslider. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, sinner. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If given the chance, some Old Testament folks would stand up here today and shout. Like Moses, he would stand up and cry out, "He is the rock. He is the stone of Israel." Isaiah would stand up and cry out, "He is the rock of my strength. He is the shadow of a great rock in a weary land." And he would also cry out, "He is the foundation stone. He is the tried stone. He is the cornerstone." Samuel would stand up and cry out, "There is no rock like our God. No rock like our God." David would stand up and cry out, "Thou art my rock. Thou art my fortress. He is the rock of my salvation." The Apostle Peter would stand up and cry out, "He is the living stone. He is the living stone." Matthew would stand up and cry out, "And whoever falls on this stone will be broken." All these men would stand up and cry out together, "He is the stone the builders rejected. He is the white stone. He is the precious stone." In our beginning text, the disciples begin to praise the Lord for all the miracles they had seen Him perform. They saw him heal the sick. They saw him open the eyes of the blind. They saw him cause the lame to walk again. They saw him cast out devils. They saw him cause the dumb to talk. They saw him cause the deaf to hear. They saw him raise the dead. They saw him when he broke the bread and fish to feed multitudes. They worshiped him from the depths of their heart. They worshiped him with a loud voice, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." But then some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Tell them to keep quiet. Tell them to keep calm. Tell them not to make such a noise. Tell them to stop the foolishness." What did Jesus reply? "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out." The devil would like to keep you quiet today. The devil hates worship toward God. Even our society is opposed to praising God. The world denounces God, so why worship him? Listen, folks, I don't care what the devil or the world has to say about it. I intend to worship my Redeemer, to honor the Lord my God with the fruit of my lips at all times and in all places. I'm going to worship my God. I'm going to praise my God. I want to praise him for Calvary. I want to praise him for the stripes he took for my healing. I want to praise him for the crown of thorns upon his head. I want to praise him for the nails driven into his hands. I want to praise him for every drop of blood he shed. I want to praise him for the death he suffered to save me. I want to praise him for his resurrection, for in it he defeated death, hell, and the grave. I want to praise him for his name, a name that's above every other name. I want to praise him for his spirit. His spirit baptized me with power. I want to praise him for his word. His word is filled with precious promises that belong to all of us that believe. I want to praise him for his love. I am part of his family. He has received me and called me his own. I am accepted by the beloved. Hallelujah. I want to praise him for his grace. He has covered my sin with the gift of grace. I want to praise him with his defeat of Satan. Satan is now under my feet. Keep silent, stones. I've got something to say. I want to praise my Jesus. I want to praise my Jesus. Stones, don't you dare cry out in my place. Psalm chapter 150, starting with verse 1, says, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness." Verse 3, "Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp." Verse 4, "Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with crashing cymbals." And verse 6 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Praise the Lord. Amen. Did you hear it, folks? Did you hear it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 That last verse says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Somewhere in there, he's talking about us. Listen, folks, the shadows of Armageddon are falling across this end time generation today. Amen. Listen to me. Christians have all but quit worshiping. The Lord has become silent in the sanctuary. It's time to praise and worship our God like we've never done it before, declaring His goodness in the land of the living. If you need salvation, if you need healing, if you need the Holy Spirit's power, if you need anything, just lift up your hands to God and begin to worship Him. You know that God dwells in the midst of the worship and praise of His people. Amen. 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 Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise team, come on up here. They're going to lead us in some praise and worship. Praise Him, folks. Praise Him, folks. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's stand together and let's praise the Lord.